Well, it's that time once again to shine the invisible radio spotlight on the ministry that's been blessing women and children in crisis in downtown Fresno since 1955. That's the Evangel Home of Fresno, and this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home coming to you every week at this same time, Heartline. Here now, your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Ken. We appreciate so much, and hopefully we're pretty good about expressing that appreciation for what you do for us here on Heartline. The radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno. Jerry, we are in your office, as we are wont to do, probably, I think it's about 97.4% of the time of the programs we've recorded. I haven't kept track.
Sounds like an FM station to me.
Yeah, 97.4. And actually, I read a report the other day that 47.9% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
I believe it, and no one ever disagrees with them.
So it just added to that little collection. Jerry, we are pleased to have Crystal back with us. And Crystal was on a couple of months or so ago. And she's about to graduate.
And she's sitting here watching this interaction between the two of us thinking, oh, no, 97.4, 47.9. What are these people talking about? But we're going to talk about Crystal. And 100% of our attention is to Crystal. She's just this awesome young woman and is in the Crossroads program and will be graduating approximately 3 weeks after this show airs. Whenever that might be.
Yeah.
She's going to be graduating the end of April.
April 26th.
And so we want to, she's been on the show before, Jim, but I think it's always good to talk to the gals shortly before they graduate. In fact, I've told them that that's a requirement of graduation. And some of them who don't graduate for 8 months say they're practicing. Hopefully, Crystal has a different story now than she would have had 8 months ago. And that's what we like to do now, is just kind of catch up, see. Really, the time she has invested here, if it's been what she hoped for, and you know where her next step is going to be. So,
yeah.
I love the pre-graduation interviews.
Yeah, and like we talked about briefly before I turned on the machine, we don't pre-script this. We're just flying with conversation. Well, Crystal, let's back up. Let's do a little recap. When did you first come to Evangel Home?
I came into the crisis. For shelter in August 2012.
August of 2012. Why?
I just needed a place to stay. Didn't have anywhere to go. Got evicted from my apartment. I was having a hard time getting back on my feet. And after trying to find housing and having a lot of doors shut on me, I decided to come into the program. I struggled with coming into the program for a while, not thinking I needed any kind of help, but then when I thought about it and saw that nothing was going through in any other direction, I decided to apply to the Crossroads program.
So, Crystal, coming into the crisis shelter didn't take that much thought, really. You needed help, and you thought, well, I'll go there and get a little help and be on my way. But when you talk about the program and realizing you needed help, then you're talking about Crossroads. Mm-hmm. So that took some real thinking and praying on your part to do that.
It did.
Do you have a substance abuse background, I guess, is where I'm going with that, because so many of our women here do.
Yes, I did have a substance abuse problem, and that was egged on by anger and, you know, being a single mom and stress and jobs and not having a job to support me and my daughter. So it all kind of added up.
Okay. So why Evangel Home? How did that selection process take place?
Actually, I was just going online looking for, you know, shelters, and it stood out. And so I called and talked to the house manager that day, and she told me, why don't you come in on a Saturday, come in and check it out. So I did, and I interviewed with her. My daughter was with her father, and I said, you know, I have my daughter. I have stuff that I need to get squared away. Can I come in? And she said, go and be here on Sunday before 5, and that's what I did, and we came in, and we were here for a while.
So what was the process, if you don't mind recapping a little bit, then, that you decided you needed more help and began to consider the Crossroads? For those of you who are new to us, Crossroads is a 9-month-long life skills training process with lots of classes and mentoring that will take a woman from where they are to being pretty much productive and ready to go back to society on your own. That's the goal. So how did that all unfold in your head while you were here at the crisis?
Well, I was still having issues with my daughter's father, not getting along with him and just being bitter towards him and angry and resentful towards him. And that wasn't getting any easier for me. And knowing that because I had a substance abuse issue that I could lose her if he decided to try and go and get custody of her, which I wasn't going to allow. So I needed to straighten up and get myself situated. So this way I wouldn't have him. I wouldn't give him the fuel to come and try and take my daughter from me.
Okay. Jerry, you made a note. Is that for us?
Well, kind of. It's going to totally back up from where we were, because she said she looked at the website and that drew her in. And we are at a time, Crystal, when we're redesigning the website. And I just think there are key elements that whatever makes Evangel Home, Evangel Home. She felt something from that page. Do you remember what it was? Everyone has a website.
I think it was... I saw that there was kids here, and I saw that the daycare, and I wanted a place for to bring my daughter. I wanted her to be with me, and I wanted somewhere that she would be comfortable coming, and it would feel, you know, homey to her, and not feel it wouldn't be such a change for her.
Okay, yeah. Is that
help you? I think homey is something we hear a lot, and you know, Jim, I don't really know, but I would imagine that when we were founded in 1955, that's something they thought about. They, mm-hmm. you know, they never wanted Evangel Home to be an institution nor even a dormitory.
Right.
So when they started out at that little house just two blocks west of us, east of us, that was a house. And then when they built the crisis home here, I think even though we have reconfigured it and, you know, some of the offices are bedrooms and vice versa, it still is the same skeleton of what they built. And even when you look at those kind of unusual front windows set off at the angle they are, and I'm not sure what their thought was, but the fact that we have for every two bedrooms, there's a bathroom kind of thinking, that was all designed very homey and very much knowing that women, especially women with children, like our little nests. We don't do dormitories well.
Yeah.
I was extremely surprised when I came the first night here. We got our room, and it was just her and I, and we had our own room for our whole stay here, and we had a bathroom, and it was clean. It was exceptionally clean, and it was just I didn't expect to come here and like it, and we liked it, and we stayed in the crisis for a while.
So let's move ahead into the Crossroads program. Highlight for us the last 9 months. What's been truly eventful, and what kind of changes do you see in yourself over these months?
I'm not as negative as I was. I was so hateful and angry at everything and everybody and just the world in general. And I see a change in that. I don't feel angry towards, you know, anybody or anything anymore. I've learned to control my anger quite a bit. I've learned different tools, so this way when I finally move on from here, I can put those tools to use as far as, you know, to learn to control the situation, stay away from substances that I know will.
Oh, I was going to let you finish, but I'm over here raising my hand because I want to really back up what Crystal is saying. You know, some of the women, Jim, could sit here and say things, and I'm not going to have an example and be able to say, oh, yeah, that's right. You really have learned to control your anger or...
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them just sort of glide along, and I call them kind of our C-minus students. You know, mm-hmm. some people just, they get through the program, but it doesn't always really catch.
Mm-hmm.
I see one of the things that I really appreciate about Crystal. A lot of women, when they're angry at the world, they blame the world for everything. And it's always going to be someone else's fault. Therefore, I never have to take responsibility. And then you always have to fix it. And it's kind of the core of codependency. I'm just, you know, I don't ever have to deal with anything because it's all the world's fault. One of the things that someone's anger will really show up is with their kids, which it should. But sometimes it's a very misplaced anger. And sometimes I see mothers who are really not very good mothers. But when they're in daycare, if anyone even raises their voice to the child, the mother goes crazy. It's like, oh, come on. What? You are not a good mother, and you don't want anyone else to even have a positive influence on your kid. That's so wrong. But I've watched Crystal, and we've talked about her daughter, who is just such an adorable little thing. I've watched Crystal deal with her daughter in some daycare things. She's only ever, at least publicly, gracious, respectful, thankful. I was over there a couple weeks ago, and it's funny now, but it was kind of funny then, actually. We were on a tour with somebody. I was giving a tour, and we were in daycare. And may I say your daughter's name? Did we already say it? Her daughter is Chloe. And Chloe was outside, and a little boy, one of her best buddies, Keyston, was inside the door. And it was just like a movie. It was just like slow motion movie. It could not have happened except once in a million years at this exact moment. Keyston is running outside and he's holding a toy straight out. Just at the moment Chloe is running inside. Bam! And the toy got her right in the teeth.
Oh.
It's like, ah! And of course she screamed and screamed and it did hurt and it bled. She didn't lose a tooth. She didn't suffer too long. We put ice on it. We told the person having the tour, please come back someday when there's not so much blood. That's what the daycare person said. We told Crystal. And Crystal was just sort of, it happens. And she did not add her anger to that incident. That was a life thing that happens. She didn't make Chloe feel worse. She just dealt with it as, you know, come on, Chloe, it's okay. And that's a huge example of how far she has come.
Wow. Well, and that is obviously a huge thing. We're running a little bit short of time. There's a little bit more area I wanted to cover. You're applying now, Crystal, for Community Connection, and we did talk briefly before we turned this on. You're interested in going back to school. Mm-hmm. What are you studying?
I would like to pursue what I've always wanted to do is become a nurse. So I'm hoping to start with the CNA, going through the Clovis Adult, and then once I get that taken care of, then do the LVN program.
Okay. Do you have any post-high school education at this point?
No, but I've worked in two hospitals already. I have a medical field background.
So you do have a feel for that general direction and an affinity for it.
Jim, well, we have a scholarship fund, and the reason we have it is for things just like Crystal, to help her where she can't get help. We have people who contribute to that, and that helps some of our gals.
All right. Well, see, there's another all these years I've been doing this, and I didn't know that.
I had a feeling.
So, my listening friend, there's another opportunity for you to participate in the ministry here at Evangel Home. And maybe you have about questions about something, other areas you might want to help. First of all, it starts with prayer. Prayer undergirds everything that goes on here. There really is spiritual warfare, and there's a lot of stuff that just needs our attention. And if you have questions, give us a call at 264-4714. Crystal, very briefly, is there one prayer request we can turn our warriors on your behalf?
Just pray for all the women in the shelter, all the women in the crisis, and all the women in my program and in the Community Connections that they find jobs, and the crisis women that they find housing and jobs that they need to find.
Yeah, that jobs thing is a big deal, and we have talked about that. Well, friend, thank you for joining us. And if you're out there, life looks hopeless. If you're a woman out there and struggling, you got abuse issues, whatever. There is hope, and people like Crystal bear witness to that. So call us 264-4714. Ken, thank you so much. Take this interview away and make it a Heartline program. And we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be found online, evangelhome.org. That's right. Anywhere on the face of the earth, you'll find the website, evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code, 264-4714. I thank you for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.